Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser. Yes, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Why? Because we're about to have more fun. Wow. And you know, we have a reason for doing this. Daily, I have a prayer. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So on we go in that magnificent parade of evolution and transformation. And oh, what a treat we have in store for us today. And we want to pause to say a thank you to the sponsor of our show, the advancedliving.com and the Comfort Technology. So when you have a moment, please go to advancedliving.com, check out the Comfort Technology, a tiny plug-in device recommended by Michael Beckwith and Jack Canfield, Stars of the Secret, Harvard MD, Vassell Hub. You plug it in, your life gets better, better sleep, less stress, real easy way to make your life better. So check it out. And now, today, oh boy, you know, it's one thing to get relief from symptoms, and we all want that if we're hurting and in pain. But what if in the same amount of time that you might be just getting some relief of symptoms, you could go way beyond that and to wonderful transformation that improved your quality of life significantly? Our guest today, oh my gosh, talk about a magnificent researcher, Alexi Paulina. She's an energy transformation practitioner, a writer, editor, intuitive reader, speaker, singer, and lyricist, and she's been studying metaphysics, spirituality, personal growth, psychology, health, nutrition, and fitness since the age of 11. Yes, one of those child prodigies. You know, this was one of the early versions of the Indigo Children. It was one of the test models. And her early interest in science led to a lifelong investigation of the nature of reality and a fascination with moving beyond the limits of our conventional belief systems. In her studies, she's become a certified matrix energetic practitioner for consciousness transformation technology. And she, through that, offers in-person, phone, remote sessions to clients about making shifts in key areas such as health, finances, career, and relationships. She helps clients connect with inner guidance and allowing them to release issues and move forward in a place of freedom and with peace and ease that is just really such a surprise for most people who are in the transformation field and want to improve their lives. And she's also done training in Russian healing with groundbreaking methods of achieving organ and tissue regeneration and has trained with Dr. Eric Pearl in reconnective healing, another one of the cutting-edge technologies. And she incorporates into her energy transformation practice some wonderful tools, a quantum wave laser that she'll share a little bit about. It's an FDA-approved handheld device that uses scalar wave technology to clear cell memory, which accelerates healing, rejuvenates tissue, and can relieve discomfort, reduce inflammation, and strengthen the immune system while balancing the body's energy field. And she offers these laser sessions that allow just the facial body rejuvenation protocols, addresses conditions of long-term stress, pain, and acute or even persistent symptoms from injury and disease. And the wonderful Pixie in Alexi gives intuitive readings, and she uses an eclectic blend of intuitive resources, including card readings and other life impressions. So this is pretty fun. And through all these tools, she helps clients gain insight and make appropriate choices for moving their life ahead, relationships, career, health, finances, all of those things. She's also an author of a book called Transcend Aging, Stay Young Through the Power of Your Beliefs. And that you would find if you looked up under the name that she used before, Alexi, Annette, A-N-E-T, Paulina. And she's a frequent contributor in publications on spirituality, metaphysics, holistic health. She also gives presentations and facilitates seminars, attaining self-awareness and shifting consciousness. For those of you that want to be checking on the Internet as you listen to this, you can look at newbeyond.com and transcendaging.com. Well, folks, get ready. Loosen those belts and just slip into a place of allowing a lot of goodness to come forth as we welcome Alexi. Hello.
Hello, Ken. It is wonderful to be here with you today.
Well, it's a delight. We are so excited because of all the goodies. I mean, you're involved with some of the most cutting-edge energy transformational processes and modalities. I mentioned briefly, can you give us a little bit more about these things?
Yes, I will. There are four methods I use that have names, plus what I do intuitively and the way I meld the techniques together. And the first method is Matrix Energetics Consciousness Transformation Technology, which employs the principles of quantum physics to create shifts in the physical body, emotions, finances, career, and other life situations. Now, it actually is easier to practice Matrix than to explain it, and a little later in this interview, I will talk about the principles of quantum physics that Matrix Energetics is based on. And I am a certified practitioner of Matrix Energetics and continue my training, and I'm always learning more about it. And a second modality I use is Dr. Eric Pearl's Reconnected Healing, in which the practitioner interacts with the client's energy field and things just naturally shift and change for the better. It's also one of these methods that can lead to magic, truly. And I trained with Dr. Pearl in 2001, and I continue to use what I learned. Yes, you've probably heard of Reconnective Healing. It's been pretty popular here for the past 10 years or so.
Yes, I met Dr. Pearl.
Yes, he's wonderful.
Yes. All right. Well, and so tell me more. Tell me more. Oh.
Okay. Well, the third modality that I incorporate into sessions is the quantum wave laser. And you, as you mentioned, it's a handheld laser device. It's a cold or a soft laser. It's not one of the ones that burns things. It actually feels very nice. And it uses scalar wave technology to clear cell memory, accelerate healing, rejuvenate tissue, and balance the body's energy field. And I was very surprised that I was drawn to the laser because I'm not at all a gadget person, and I never want to feel like I'm relying on a device. But what I have discovered is that I can incorporate it seamlessly into my sessions, and it seems to provide added benefit for a lot of people, and plus I use it on myself every day.
Ah, okay. So it's always nice to have the practitioner who uses their own their own tools on themselves, to as well as the people that they help. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's that way with Matrix too. You know, I use Matrix on myself all the time. Whenever, you know, anything comes up throughout the day that I want to shift, I just focus and apply it. And then, well, the fourth technique, which you also mentioned in my bio, it's Russian healing. And that is a recent addition to my repertoire, so to speak. I just recently took training in it, and I'm still investigating it and starting to incorporate it into my practice. And most people probably have not heard of this, but it's being used for tissue and organ regeneration, things that are commonly believed to fall into the realm of miracles, and most people don't think they're possible. But there are quite a few cases in which people have regenerated organs. Women who'd had hysterectomies have regrown a uterus and in some cases have borne a child. People have regrown gallbladders and teeth. And there's a blind woman who's regaining her vision using some of these methods. So, I'm still learning these, but this could be the most powerful method I've discovered, and I've also been collaborating with other practitioners and we're trading ideas. And
Wow.
Yes, it's intriguing, is it not?
Yes, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so interesting because we go back into the Bible and the miracle healings of Jesus, and then it's been so long since some of that stuff has been frequent in among us, or even something that we felt as an individual that we had access to. I mean, there are not many of us, including myself. I don't quite consider myself at a level of Jesus the Christ. And so here you are talking about some of these things and going, wow, we're stepping into a time where we could learn through people like you about things that were miracles at one point in time, and now we can actually learn how to do this stuff. Whew.
Yes, Ken. Anything that one person can do, anybody can do.
Would you say that again? I have to hear another time just to let it sink in. Yeah.
Anything that one person can do, anyone can do.
Okay. Well, this is why this is a special day with you here, Alexi, helping to open these doors with your background and experience. And I gave a little bit of a hint of your background, and I don't know if you'd like to fill us in on a bit more.
Yes, well, let me share some of the fun stuff, the things that you don't normally put in a biography. And I grew up with an interesting mix of science and spirituality, truly things that crossed over into the realm of magic. I'm half Slovakian, and my great-grandmother, Anna Paulina, brought back many stories and superstitions from Eastern Europe that I just loved these stories when I was a little girl, but I also sensed they had a basis in fact. And from the time I was a very small child, there were certain inner knowings that I had that I think I must have just been born with. I had an innate knowledge of how to focus intention and connect with Source. And thinking, well, how did that manifest in a five-year-old? But there was a spot in the woods behind my house that was essentially like a sacred space. I didn't know the term, but I sensed it. And I would go there when I was troubled about something, and I would ask for help from non-physical sources. And I didn't even have a name to put to this, but I knew that was possible. And I also knew that the outcome of a question was not determined until something was observed. And now that's what the quantum physicists say now. Well, when I was four, I had not read quantum physics. But I knew it. I knew that if you wanted, for instance, a pair of shoes in a particular size or color and you were going to go to the shoe store, it wasn't really determined if those shoes were there until you went and asked.
Wow. Okay.
And then a couple of years after I learned to read, which, of course, was in the first grade, I started seeking out and voraciously reading books on science and health. And by the time I was 12, I had a college reading level, so I could read adult books, and I spent a great deal of time studying nutrition, fitness, skincare, psychology, self-hypnosis. But at the same time, I was reading about ghost stories and spirituality and astrology and all those types of things. And they felt very separate to me for many, many years. I had these tracks going on of science and spirituality. And this continued into adulthood. And I lived a pretty conventional life. I got a college degree in information systems management, mostly in night school while I was working. I worked in business and government and eventually got more into writing and then started doing more of my own writing. And finally, in about 1999, those two tracks of science and spirituality converged, and I realized they really are talking about the same thing.
Ah, okay. So this is like some religion and quantum physics merging.
Yes, but when you take science far enough, you get into the realm of mysticism. It becomes the same thing. It's not separate. So I'm glad that for all those years, I just on faith studied both.
Yeah. That's unusual. It's What a wonderful perspective that's given you.
Yes, it has.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I think is going to be helpful, because for so many people, there's a small portion that have studied metaphysics and a lot more folks that are just very much responding to science. The mass media talks mostly about scientific stuff. And you kind of talking about healing and crossing over into the realm of magic and miracles, how would you explain to what we call the rational, scientific-minded folks out there, the masses, the most of the public, you know, how's this possible?
Well, that can sometimes be a challenge, Ken, trying to explain that. But what I usually start out with, what creates our outer reality, this what seems to be a very solid, rather fixed outer reality, is actually created by our internal landscape, if you want to use that term, because the term energy is so overused, it almost becomes too generic. Our energy creates our reality. Well, our inner reality outpictures as the world that we experience. And it's done through our perception. So each of us has like a little different slice of the world. We're a different facet. We see things slightly differently. But if you go back to this principle of the inner creates the outer, then if you change your inner reality, you change how you choose to view or experience something. You change your belief. Your outer reality will change. And
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. For some folks, because I was just watching a little college football before the interview, and it was reminding me that in sports that teams will often talk about being on a winning streak or being in a slump. And the teams on a winning streak, they talk about somehow they're just they find a way to win, even close games. And teams in a slump, they come close to winning, but somehow snatch defeat from the jaws of victory repeatedly and people talk about that's not about their strong physical condition. These are well-conditioned athletes, but it's something about their attitude, their mental landscape, which you're referring to as kind of that, like that inner portion of ourselves, right?
Yes, Ken, actually that's a great example, because, and what you're talking about, really what happens is that the team that has several wins, they begin thinking of themselves as winners. And what do winners do?
They win games.
Exactly. So then, because they have that overarching belief that they are winners and they will win, then they do whatever it takes, and it just happens naturally. While the losers, oh, we're in a slump, we always lose. Well, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
But there's also getting a little more into the science of it with quantum mechanics, or I think technically it's quantum mechanics, but it's often called quantum physics. And these things have been proven. They've been proven at the micro level. But for some reason, there was this big gap of not applying the micro level to the macro level. It's just as true on the macro level. Each moment of our experience, everything we perceive in our outer reality, is like a separate slide or frame of a movie. It actually is not dependent upon the previous frame or moment. The reason,
wow.
Think about that. Think about the freedom inherent in that principle, that you can choose to change anything from one moment to the next.
Okay. See, boy, talk about something that we need to take a little time to wrap our mind around, because myself, so many of us, we've been conditioned by, well, this has happened so many times, it's probably going to happen again. And yet, if I'm hearing correctly, you're saying that the future does not necessarily equal the past. We can, in an instant, change that.
Yes. And now, that begs the question, well, why does everything seem largely the same from one moment to the next? Well, we have some very strong math beliefs in cause and effect that says, if you drop a glass in one moment, it's going to shatter in the next. And we believe that very strongly. We don't think it's a belief. We think it's the absolute truth. So guess what? Reality complies, and things usually don't change dramatically from one moment to the next. But they can. And sometimes they do. And that's where, with some of these methods, for instance, matrix energetics, there have been cases, many cases, where a particular physical condition existed in one moment and did not exist in the next moment. Now, it doesn't happen every time someone uses these methods, not by any means. It's fairly uncommon percentage-wise, but there have been cases where someone had a tumor. It was there one moment, and then it was gone. They changed their energy, and it did not manifest in the next moment.
And that's what referred to as kind of like a spontaneous healing or
yes.
A miracle?
Yes, that's a spontaneous healing. You could turn a miracle. Really, is a miracle is something that we simply don't understand the mechanics behind. I mean, if somebody 100 years ago looked at someone using a cell phone talking to her mother 3,000 miles away, they think that was magic and miracles.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah. So how if I'm hearing you, it's kind of like depending upon what we've become used to as the norm or as normal, then we, if we kind of get stuck in that, we might be missing out on something that is really amazing, that is available to us, but just not familiar yet.
Exactly, exactly. And we are, in this time period, we are collectively waking up to our true potential and how much malleability there is in our mm-hmm. outer reality.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's, and to me, one of the things, Alexi, that I'm so excited about that with your work and the variety that you have, because if we talk to Dr. Pearl, he'd be pretty convinced that he's got the only way of doing stuff, and the people behind Matrix, of course, it seems like each of those people that I've interacted with are fairly well focused because they found something wonderful, and don't necessarily give credence to other things. And you, this curious 11-year-old that's matured into an amazing research scientist, singer, woman, writer, all this stuff, you're able to bridge this gap among all these things. And help, because here we've seen, if you saw the movie The Secret, Slim, a guy flying a small airplane crashes it and his body is nearly destroyed, and through the power of his mind on his own without anyone else's help, he rebuilds his body. And so
yeah.
we know that can be done, but now it sounds like you can help us to actually bridge that gap of how can we learn to do that.
Yes, and all of these modalities are simply tools. I like to say many roads lead to Rome.
Exactly.
It's whatever your preference is, and you know, these particular modalities I was drawn to because I was in the most resonance with them, but that doesn't mean they're the best for everyone. And essentially, we're talking about abilities that are innate to every human being, and we haven't realized up till now that we have these abilities, so it definitely helps to have a tool or a method or a technique, you know, something to help us believe we can do these things. And that's the value. You know, eventually we won't need any of these methods, but in this time period, I find them to be quite helpful.
Yes, and one of the things that I think is important for people thinking about, well, what do I do? Most of us have some aches and pains or some personal issues. Some have, as Reverend Michael Beckwith says, more issues than Kleenex has tissues. And and that just means that we have a little bit more to learn. But what's so exciting to me is the idea in sports especially, or as a musician or a dancer, people turn to coaches. And I'm thinking of you in this capacity as someone that can help to coach us to connect to these parts of ourselves, and in the process, especially when we're hurting, to get some ability to access these resource areas. So to me, I don't know if that's some of the essence of your work, or if you can kind of help explain a little of some of what you've been able to do for people.
Yes, well, what I do, it's very eclectic, and it's different for every individual. It's whatever that person needs, I draw on everything that I've learned and discovered and the various insights that have come to me, and I'll pull whatever color rabbit out of the hat will help that person's life improve. And you know, sometimes I go and I don't know what I'm going to do, and I trust that it'll come, and it always does. And I have had some very gratifying results. And the thing is, typically with Matrix Energetics, it's a joke, but it's not really a joke. We say, we can promise you that something will change. We just can't tell you what.
Ah.
So someone may come to you, and perhaps they have a knee problem that's been troubling them, and you know, I have in my intention that what is in the highest good of the person will manifest. So maybe their knee will change, maybe it will improve, maybe it won't, maybe their It's their finances just got a lot better. They go to work on Monday and they got a promotion. And
yeah, so they're still limping, but they get to limp to the bank to make a large deposit.
Precisely, precisely. And then, well, I'll give you an example. One of the more dramatic shifts that I had, this occurred, I was at a birthday party. I was intuitively guided to work with a man I saw there. I knew nobody at the party other than the person who brought me. And I was a little hesitant to approach this strange man, but I did. And he actually was quite open to you know, me offering to help him, although he had not a clue what I was talking about. He worked in construction. He was a Christian. He didn't know anything about, you know, metaphysics or, you know, these types of things, but that was okay. So we go in the backyard and we got kids throwing balls over our heads. It was far from an ideal environment, and he looked healthy to me. I didn't know what issues he might have, but I felt dry. I worked with his heart energy some, and I can't even remember all what I did, oh, for 10, maybe 15 minutes at most. And so then, you know, left the party. 4 months later, I get a phone call from this man who had gone to quite some trouble to track me down. And he said, I just want to thank you. He said, whatever it was you did changed my life. He was going through a divorce, having child custody issues. His business was not doing well, financial issues, all those types of things. And he said that immediately after that session, everything turned around. And within a matter of 2 or 3 months, his life was completely different. And he said, I don't know what you did, but I know that what you did is what caused my life to change, and I just want to thank you. And of course, you know, I start crying, and there's nothing to me more gratifying to that than that. And I just went with my intuition. I was guided by spirit to work with him and to work with his energy, and essentially I connected him to spirit. I didn't really do anything. I connected him to source, so he was able to make the changes himself, and that's really how it works. Nobody ever heals anyone else. All we do is facilitate.
Yes, that's to me a wonderful insight for people to know that we're not actually doing a healing on them so much as, like you said, helping them to connect to source in a way that by doing that, then their life is transformed.
Yes, it's that, and I've thought about this, you know, quite a bit. Somebody said to me just the other day that I did a session with, and he said, you're the real deal. You really know what you're doing. I said, I've been to, you know, healers before, and they don't feel genuine, but you really know what you're doing. And I said, well, you know, to be real honest, I actually don't know what I'm doing a lot of times. I just know that I'm doing something that helps people, so I'm going to keep on doing it. And, I mean, that's to be really honest, but I will tell you, because I'm a thinker, I like to try to figure things out. There's a couple of things, Ken, that I have realized. I think that I and anyone else in this, you know, the healing, transformation, facilitation realm, whatever term you want to put on it, there's a couple of things that I think we're all doing. And one that is one of the most powerful things is connecting with compassion with another person, genuine compassion and understanding.
Yes. So meaningful.
If you do nothing more than that, and every person on the planet can and does do that, if you just connect with compassion and understanding, the person you're interacting with has some sort of healing.
Yes. Yes. Boy, just ask the people that were around Mother Teresa if that worked or not.
Exactly. She was a lovely, lovely example of it. I mean, when you get down to it, it can be just amazingly simple. I mean, we have all these wonderful tools that are fun, but when you get down to the basics of what we're doing, which we're sharing energy, we're connecting, we're supporting each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And to me, one of the things that I really appreciate for the listeners who've heard of the terms Atlantis and Lemuria, of two advanced civilizations that have no longer around us, and this is the ancient rumors that have circulated about these two civilizations. And Atlantis was very, very advanced, technologically oriented, using all kinds of different devices and had lasers and crystals and on and on. And the Lemurians were noted for their ability to use intuitive or psychic powers and to be able to move from place to place, teleport themselves, or to have these communications with each other without speaking. And of course, we talk about left and right hemispheres of the brain, a little bit of the logic and the intuitive sides of us. And so here you are, Alexei, that I think is so amazing, is that you're someone that is allowing a connection to both. And one of the rumors that I heard was that because the Atlanteans and the Lemurians were not able to actually come together as two cultures and learn from each other and integrate, and that both of them perished. And much as we need men and women, the left and right hemispheres, the male and female energies, to come together for things to blossom, here you are integrating both different technologies as well as these intuitive types of things, realizing that not one is better than the other, but they can both work in tandem to create wonderful healings. So my hat's off to you.
Oh, thank you. That was a beautiful way to describe it. It is a synergy. I mean, technology has its place. I mean, look at us here. Here we're using phones and internet. I certainly appreciate having technology, but to blend it with the intuitive and to realize that both are equally valuable and they can work synergistically.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Wow. No wonder you've gotten all this stuff under your belt and written this book and sing. I know that some people, of course, want to see you in person when they are in the Denver, Colorado area, but they can also reach you other ways, right?
Oh, yes. I do telephone and remote sessions, and my number is 303-898-8132, and you can connect with me through both of my websites, newbeyond.com and transcendaging.com.
Ah, okay. Well, good. And if someone was a bit skeptical, can you help give us any understanding? How can you work at a distance with someone that's not there and still help them?
Yes, I know that's confusing to a lot of people. But actually, we can connect with anyone at any time without distance being a factor. Now, most everyone has had an experience of thinking of someone who lives far away, they haven't heard from in a long time, and then in the next 30 seconds that person calls. Well, guess what? You were connecting with them energetically already before the phone call was made. So we all do this. And I have had in phone sessions, I have been on the phone with somebody and have done something, you know, like moved my hand, and because I'll be visualizing them in front of me, and I'll move my hand over them. And at times, they have felt it. They know what I did. I've put the laser on myself and have them feel the laser. Now, this doesn't always happen. They don't always get a physical sensation, but it has happened, and certainly there's been a lot of telepathic communication as well. And we all do this more than we realize. It's just, it's more pronounced when you focus. And what'll happen with me is when I have a session scheduled with someone, I'll start getting information for and about them, you know, a couple of days or up to a couple of days before. They'll start going through my mind. I'll be getting information. It's like I've already started interacting with them prior to the session. It's really kind of neat how that happens.
Wow. Okay. I like that. And something that I think may also help some of our listeners to be more relaxed about the idea of working with someone at a distance, Dr. Larry Dossey, that's D-O-S-S-E-Y, he's a medical doctor that started off on a normal medical path and then has basically gotten so much more into the metaphysics or the quantum physics areas of healing, and he spoke at length at a conference about the documented healings that have taken place through prayer and how studies were done showing that where people were having surgeries and some were prayed for, and this was prayed for across the country from one coast to the other, and no one knew anything was that they were being prayed for or not prayed for, but they could see and document an improved healing rate for those that were being prayed for. It's kind of fun,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, I have heard of those studies, and that's very, very valid. And now that I understand more about the quantum physics behind it, it actually does make rational sense how that would be true. We actually all are connected at a fundamental level.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I loved from watching The Secret or What the Bleep Do We Know. There's different movies out there that are helping remind us of that connectedness. And I know it doesn't take long if I'm watching the program and it's showing something of some part of the world where there's some hurt or pain or some disaster. The miners in Chile caught the global attention and sure brought everyone together. The Twin Towers in America when that happened in 2001, 9/11. That brought the people to feeling so close to each other, or at least actually becoming aware of that closeness might be a better way to say it.
Yes, it actually would be more accurate, becoming aware of the connection, and it does help when you connect with people. When you pray for people, I know that the prayer has religious connotations. Some people do or don't like it, but it's energetic support. It's all the same thing. And we can do that for anyone at any time.
Wow. Talk about a nice way to spend time. Sitting there thinking of good things. Now, I'm wondering, Alexi, because you've done just a huge amount of research. I mean, this is many, many moons, as they would say, in the kivas of the Indians of America here. Someone that has not attended a bunch of seminars or read a lot of books, can they still achieve these shifts by applying the ideas that you talk about in your book and what we're talking about today?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone can do these things. Just by knowing it is possible and allowing for changes to occur, that's really all it takes. And now, I'm not qualified or legally authorized to teach another person to do matrix energetics or reconnective healing. And if those modalities or any of the things I've mentioned interest a person, I strongly encourage you to delve into them, read the books, and if you can, go to the seminars. But even without having training in a particular method, you can apply the principles of transformation in a multitude of ways. Know that you can shift anything and use whatever tools you're drawn to as a way to make that shift. Visualization is a great one. Visualization can involve more than it can involve mental pictures or imagining yourself in a situation. That's very powerful. And prayer, or whatever somebody's term they're comfortable with is for sending energetic support, asking, you can just ask spirit for what you need. And the worst thing that happens is that you don't get what you asked for. There's no harm in that. That is the one thing with all of the modalities that I use, everything I'm drawn to, I have never seen anyone harmed by it. So you can only do good, and at worst, nothing seems to happen. I actually believe something always happens. Something always changes whenever one person interacts with another one with helpful, positive intent. I do believe there always is a shift. It just may not always be recognized as such.
That positive intent, that's so beautiful. And what a contrast. You may or our listeners may have heard of what they call the PDR, Physician's Desk Reference, or if you haven't heard of that, that's a book about all the drugs that are out there and talks about the contraindications or the negative things that can happen when you take them. And now today, what wasn't on TV years ago is now rampantly on there, where they say, well, you may need this drug for this or that, and oh, by the way, if you take it, here's the list of horrifying, terrible things that could happen to you.
Yes, and talk about the power of negative suggestion. And, you know, Ken, I try not to get too down on the pharmaceutical industry, because I understand that there's a place for everything, even drugs and surgery. Even I don't particularly care for those modalities, but there are times when that's the path of least resistance for healing for a particular person. And, you know, so, like I like to say, sometimes just take the aspirin.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And my wonderful Aunt Florence, she was, to me, a very pragmatist. It sounds like you are, too. She wouldn't normally not take any medications. But she said, hey, if there's something and we need to create a quick chemical change, those medications can do that. But she was also not a fan of doing anything like that for a prolonged basis. So I think it's pretty nice that we allow, and especially, boy, if someone's had a traumatic injury, the things that can be done in a modern ER room with the drugs and the techniques and the equipment, those are modern day miracles.
Yes, they are, and that's Western medicine actually is quite good at dealing with acute situations, you know, trauma. There's definitely a place for that. But when you get into the longer-term chronic issues, that's where the other modalities tend to be better. But in my Transcend Aging book, I actually go in I have quite a bit of discussion on this. It's in my chapter 6, Health Without Hype. And I talk a lot about this and how I also came to an understanding that it's not bad to use conventional allopathic medicine. It's all about the appropriateness of any method for the person and for the situation.
Yeah, to me, it would be like when we're thinking of healing and wanting to know, like you've studied many different modalities, if a chef was going into the kitchen and only had 3 or 4 spices, it would be pretty hard to make a wide range of wonderful, taste-tempting dishes from different cultures around the planet. You have to have a lot of spices from all over the world to come up with these wonderful creations. And here you are reminding us that reading your book and through the wisdom of what you're sharing, we can take a look around at different modalities and then become wise consumers for our health.
Exactly. You can pick what's appropriate for you, and that also changes over time. You know, as my own beliefs have shifted, I am much less drawn to allopathic modalities for myself. But if somebody asks for my advice, I take into consideration what their beliefs are and what's appropriate for them. And so it's not, but you're absolutely right. I mean, you want a whole shelf full of spices. You don't need to limit yourself to just 3 or 4.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. And remind us again, how can we get your book?
Oh, well, go to either of my websites, but if you're interested in the book, transcendaging.com, and there's a link there to my publisher's site. It's available on Amazon. You can order it from any bookstore, but you'll get it fastest ordering it directly from the publisher through the link on my website. Will get you there. My publisher is booklocker.com.
Oh, okay. Very good. And now, we mentioned early on about you being a singer and lyricist, and I'm just wondering about how that might apply perhaps with vibrational or sound healing. Can you share a little about that with us?
Yes, that's another area of investigation for me. And I've always loved to sing and have been doing it my entire life, but lately I've been getting more drawn to it and more drawn to singing and performance. And what I'm realizing is that information is transmitted through vibration, through sound. And when I was singing with a choir that I sing with, a woman, one of our choir members, said that her father had been coming to the church, it's the Science of Mind Church, for years, but didn't understand the concepts they were talking about. You know, we create our own reality, we're responsible for our creations. He didn't understand any of that until one day he was listening to the choir sing, and he suddenly understood all the things that he hadn't for all those years, and he said, I got it through the music. And I realized, think about how easy that is. So what has been coming to me is, okay, I did a lot of, as you know, a lot of research and investigation and learning to experience it. All this learning that I've done, I carry with me. It's in my vibration. It's in my voice. So how efficient would it be if just by talking with someone or by singing to a group, they could pick up vibrationally, bypassing their critical rational mind that says things like we've discussed today aren't possible, bypassing all that, getting the vibration directly. And that's, I'm coming to see that these things are possible, and that's another area that I'm delving more deeply into.
Ah, well, wonderful. So I can now imagine that while you're doing a healing session, I can be hearing in the background, dream, the impossible dream.
Well, music in itself is healing, Ken. And I think, you know, yes, Everybody senses that. But it can be perhaps more focused than it has been now, where, you know, we know what's happening, but we don't really understand how to apply it fully. Mm. And I'm learning more about that. And I also, and I haven't done it too much, but in my sessions, I'm intending to start bringing in some toning, and to shift vibrations that way with the voice.
Yes. Oh, that sounds absolutely, absolutely fabulous. I know some of the work that I've studied about water birth from the women in Russia. They will often use toning during the labor process as a way just to help to facilitate that. So I think that's excellent that you're looking into that.
Yes, it's fun too. I find it's, if I follow the path of what looks like it's the most fun and the most exciting, it leads me to wonderful new discoveries.
Ah, well, you and Joseph Campbell, who his most famous words, follow your bliss.
Yes, that is wonderful advice for everyone. Follow your bliss, follow your excitement. Do what you feel the most drawn to do.
Yeah, I love it. And so, as we're kind of getting near wrap-up time, I'm just wondering, remember the website, transcendaging.com, and newbeyond.com, and that the phone to reach you again at Alexi is?
303-898-8132.
Okay, and so who knows what, we may be hearing some wonderful healing music from you. I can see the title of the book, Cured by Karaoke, or something like that.
I might borrow that from you, Ken. That's a very creative title.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do, to be in support of each other.
Yes, we are.
Good, good. Is there anything with about a minute left that you might want to share to as we wrap up?
Well, I guess I would just like everybody to realize that we have much more freedom than we often believe that we do. And if there's anything that you're not happy with in your life, that you can shift it. There are no incurable diseases. There's no incurable anything. There's always a possibility for something different. And don't lose sight of that. And we all have a tremendous amount to look forward to.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Alexi, for taking time out of your busy schedule to share this time with me and our listeners, and to beloved listeners, thank you so much for tuning in every week to hear Advanced Living Radio and visiting advancedliving.com for the comfort technology. Just wishing you many blessings. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now. Let's go.